It's What to Say Wednesday, and today we have a very special episode because we're going to talk about how you lead clients. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Client Whisperer Show. I'm your host, Tony Banta, and I am the Client Whisperer. I've spent over a decade running multiple six- and seven-figure client businesses, and I've learned that the secret to success in a client business comes down to one thing: leadership. Bad client behavior is the enemy, and with the right curriculum, infrastructure, and mindset, you can lead your clients to great success and scale your business the easy way. Client leadership is so important. And I'm finding that it's more important now than ever. I say this in the introduction, in our theme music, but I've spent the last decade running either my own or running client success for other offers. And we've seen a bunch, six-figure, seven-figure offers that serve clients, that help clients get an amazing and impactful result. In that time, I've been able to see the inside of over 1,000 client businesses, heard their stories, seen their data. And out of all the clients that we have right now, around some of the crisis that we're seeing, the economic crisis, but also the health crisis with the pandemic, I can draw a straight line through the clients that have great success in keeping their clients and who have horrible success and are really struggling with keeping their clients. I could draw a straight line through all of it. And the ones who lead, who have a regular practice of showing up and leading their clients, not buying into their clients' stories, not allowing their clients to dictate how they end up working together, but the business leaders, the client leaders who stand up and show their client the pathway to the results that they need, they're keeping their clients or rebounding big time in powerful ways. And that's so exciting for me to be able to see. But it also reinforces what we know, what we've been talking about on this podcast nonstop for the last 4-5 months since we launched. How you lead your clients is critically important. In some ways, it's even more important than the quality of your expertise. I will take mediocre expertise and phenomenal leadership over exceptional expertise and poor leadership. Because the poor leadership ruins it every time. So I wanted to hop on to announce something very special. And I'm going to talk about that right now. And I'm sharing it with our listeners of the podcast first. You get first dibs here. So we have a new course that's launching. We have a new program, brand new. We've never offered this before. It's important for me to say, we've actually never sold anything that is in any of this curriculum, any of these ideas that we're talking about. We've never sold any of them for less than $10,000 to $60,000 programs that we offer. So unless you were paying thousands before, you wouldn't have access to this. But we're releasing this now because we want there to be more client leaders. We believe that the world will be a better place if more of you are leaders that can show up and make a tangible difference in your clients' lives. So we're launching the new course that we call the Legendary Client Leaders Masterclass. And boy, do we have some fun things planned for you. So let me talk about leading. Let me talk about coaching and accountability and how you lead your clients to results. Here's what it looks like. There are two components to great client results. That's it. Two components. The first component is your expertise, the tactics, the way of thinking about things that you know is possible. And the only way you know that this is possible is because you have experience in this area. You are an expert. The second component is your client's ability to run that play over and over and over again. You know, when you ask some of the best football players about the coaches that made the biggest difference in their life, you expect them to talk about these inspirational stories, you know, what you hear about in the, or see rather in the sports movies. Those locker room talks that are, you know, that are awe-inspiring, that, that bring a tear to your eye, that say, we can do it. My wife, so I'm a big fan of sports movies. Everything from the Mighty Ducks all the way to, you know, Miracle on Ice to the, what was the one with the, was the duck, the skier guy? Yeah. So I end up sitting through a lot of these with her. And they all have these fantastic climactic moments, right? But when you ask some of the best sports players, college football players, what the best coaches that they've ever had taught them how to do, they never say inspiration, not once. Do you know what they say? They say the coach ran the plays. He taught me the plays. And then we practiced those dang plays so many times that when I hear, I could be walking through the airport and I hear someone say hut, and my whole body moves in the direction that it's supposed to because I've practiced that play so many times. That's what you want your clients to do. You want to teach them the play, and then you need to coach them to run the play over and over and over again, every day. And that's the part that we miss so often. We think that there's this magical coaching methodology or leadership methodology where you can share your expertise in just the right way that it's going to pierce through, or that you can somehow ask just the right question that's going to get someone to reconsider their entire world and all of their preconceived notions. But none of that's true. There are phenomenal questions to ask. We share a bunch in the masterclass. There are great specific scripts that you absolutely can use. But you know what those scripts need to do? They need to help hold clients accountable to run the plays, to do the thing that gets the result. And this doesn't matter what area it is. If you're a life coach, if you're a weight loss coach, a health coach, you're going to teach them certain things that they need to do in their life, that they should be doing every day. And you know what? Most of your clients aren't doing those things. You and I both know it. They're not doing it. And that is your responsibility. In the individual case, it might not be. It is their responsibility. Because everything in our lives are ultimately our responsibility. But in the macro, when you look at the aggregate of all of your clients, and you only have a small subset of them actually executing, you better believe that's your responsibility. Because you haven't figured out a way to get all of the rest of them to execute. And given enough time, the people who aren't executing will eventually blame you. And blaming you does two things. It eats away at your mindset. And don't even try and tell me that it doesn't, because I've talked with you. And if not you, someone just like you. It eats away at you. And two, it takes up tons of time. It takes up time. And you have to decide, are you going to refund them and kick them out? Are you going to push them away? That's what a lot of the prevailing experts, if you can call them that, in our industry are saying. Just throw them to the side. Or are you going to look at what turned them into a bad client in the first place? No client joins your program setting out to be a bad client. They evolve that way. They turn into that because they don't get what they need. And what they need are to be taught the plays and then to have accountability when they run the plays. You're teaching them what they need to know. I know you are. And for most of you, it's great stuff. But you're not holding them accountable. The first time they don't do what they need to do, what are you doing? What does that conversation look like? How do you navigate past shame towards responsibility and make sure that they come out of the coaching session feeling empowered, feeling like they can do what they're doing? What happens when they show up and they're not empowered? What happens when they ask those tough questions that we've talked about all throughout the What to Say Wednesdays? What do you do in those cases? What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to lead them to take responsibility. You need to hold them accountable to the version of them that joined your program in the first place. Because that's your client. It's the very best version of them. It's the courageous version. It's the version that's willing to invest in themselves, that's willing to take risks, that's willing to do the hard work, make the hard decisions. Your client is not the pitiful, sorry version of them who shows up when they haven't done the work that they need to do. And if you start thinking that is your client who's actually showing up that way, and you forget about the version of them who's amazing, and you stop honoring that version of them, you're gone. That's when you get 10, 20, maybe if you're lucky, 30% success rates. That's when you get, even if you have high success rates, you get clients who stay in your program forever, because that's the only reason that your success rates are high, because you're giving them all of this extra time of yours. This is the problem. This is the problem of client success. And it is a two-part solution. You teach them the play, and then you help them run the play every day. This is leading clients. And this is what we are going to teach all of our clients in our incredible new program, Legendary Client Leaders. I've never been more excited about launching a program, I think, before in my life, because I love what we are going to teach. And for those of you who dread the thought of one more client who's going to run the risk of disappointing you, who's going to fight back at you, who you're worried about whether they're not going to get results, Legendary Client Leaders is absolutely for you, because it's going to make you want more clients. It's going to make you say, I can't wait to fill my calendar with clients. But you're not going to have that much room, because clients are also going to stay, and not stay because they're not getting results, not stay for the wrong reasons, because they're still waiting and waiting for you to actually give them the leadership that they need. You have clients that are going to stay forever because you've changed their life, and they don't want to stay away. I had a client say that in one of the, we've been gathering some testimonials to launch with our landing page, and I had a client say that to me. They said, the results have been amazing, but you can't get rid of me. I'm not leaving. You can't get rid of me. For the right reasons. And they have more work to do. There's always more work. No matter what we help our clients with, there's always more work. And we can either refer them to the experts who get referral commission, keep them in an ecosystem with our trusted, advisors. If the work that's left to do, the next thing that there is to do is outside of our experience, or we can build that thing, or we already have that thing, and we can sell them right into that next step that they need. And that is amazing when that happens. So here's what we're going to do. For listeners of the show, and this is listeners of the show and people on our email list are the only ones that are getting this announcement, period. The first 10 people to buy the Legendary Client Leaders, which is priced incredibly low. I mentioned we've only ever sold this before. For thousands, tens of thousands of dollars have we taught this curriculum for? We're giving it away for a few hundred. And for the first 10 people who buy, you get an even steeper discount on top of that. Because I want to say thank you to our loyal listeners and subscribers. You are the best. You are the reason why I get up and make sure that we record this podcast even when we have a lot of work going on. So thank you. So you can go to legendaryclientleaders.com/10. 10. For the first 10 people, special offer, special deal. Go grab that offer. Take advantage of that. You are not going to want to miss it. Because here's what we're going to do. We have this model that we call leader scripts. So we actually are going to give you the specific script for how you do an onboarding call. How do you do an accountability call? How do you do a check-in call? Especially if you're an agency. Ugh, this happens with agencies all the time. Where they do a bunch of work for the client, but the client doesn't do their part. So all the values gone away. And if you're not covering that first on your check-in calls, you're missing the boat big time. Because they roll right into, the leads are weak, right? The leads are sometimes weak. But how do you know if the client isn't doing their work, right? How do you know if the quality of what you're doing really works if your client isn't doing their part of it? It's always going to look like it's not working. So we're going to give you the leader script for how you do an agency check-in call. We're going to give you the leader script for how to coach a client. We're going to give you the leader script for what we call a rescue call. How do you pull a client back when they're on the brink? When they haven't been doing the work and you're afraid you're going to lose them? When you've lost clients in the past, look at the last client you've lost. You didn't have the rescue script. You didn't know how to bring them back. The rescue script that we've designed in the clients that I've coached through that, approximately, we don't have a huge sample size of examples of this because it's relatively new. We'll have better data as we go, but so far it's about 75% effective at saving a client, which is huge. And that's used in a bunch of cases with our clients where the client has already asked for a refund and you're rescuing them from that point. Just incredible. You're going to get, for as a bonus, you're going to get how to do an upsell call, how to actually upsell a client into your next program, even if they haven't gotten all of the results of the first program. It can be done. And in a great many cases, it is the best thing for the client. That's what we're going to help you ground all of these decisions in. Integrity-based decision-making and leadership for your client. And we're actually going to teach these live. So we're going to do 5 live sessions where you can be there and you can ask all the questions you want, which makes me very excited because there's nothing more that I enjoy doing than hopping on and working with amazing, empowered, hardworking clients like you. So we're going to teach it live. We might do that again, but probably not. This will probably be the last time. We'll probably just record these, and then for future times that we launch this, we'll just use these recordings. So we'll have to see where that goes. But what we're going to do is we're going to give you 5 modules and a bonus Q&A again, just for this first group. We might not ever do that again. So you're going to get 6 modules. We're going to do them live. You can tune in live or you can catch the recordings. You get lifetime access to all of the recordings and the course material and all the updates we make so that you can lead your clients to legendary results. Legendary client leaders. Legendaryclientleaders/10 is that special code just for our subscribers, just for you. Go check that out. Be one of the first people. Don't wait. Might not be there for long. Thanks as always for tuning in. And we are going to get through this together. We actually, fun short story to just end this with. We were going to launch this program at the very beginning of April. We had everything ready. We were working through March with our team and some of our contractors and one of my mentors to get it all together. And then this pandemic hit and the economy shut down and all these things happened. And the course was actually going to be quite a bit more expensive than it is now, because you can sign up and get access for just a couple hundred dollars. I was going to be charging quite a bit more, and I pulled the plug. I stopped the calendar. I said, I don't know that I want to launch in the midst of all of this. And I did that because I don't like being reactive. And there was so much unknown about this pandemic and everything that was happening that I didn't want to make a knee-jerk decision around it. So I took my time. I assessed the situation. I swapped out what I was doing to lead our clients through what they were doing. Thankfully, we haven't lost a single client due to this. I'll share how we did that inside of the Legendary Leaders course. I'll actually give you a roadmap for that. It's one of the things that we're going to cover in our bonus session. And I led our tribe, led our community on lives using the podcast. And as I started to see things even out, you know, as I started to see everything become a little bit more known, I said, we have to launch this. We have to launch this because now has never been a more important time for client leaders to step up and do the hard work that their clients desperately need them to do. Because how much value is your client getting who left? How much value is your client getting who didn't know what they were going to do, so they were fearful and just cut as many expenses as they could? Not a lot of value, I would reckon. So now is the time for Legendary Leadership. Hop in. I'll be waiting for you. Talk soon.